Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Joining us on the line is Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser, who has been out in California for the Rose Bowl parade that occurred yesterday. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Nu.
Billy, things changed quickly yesterday morning. Your thoughts?
Yeah, to sum it up, when they stepped out the Rose Parade headquarters, 6 a.m. yesterday morning, they did a moment of silent prayer for the victims and their families, and then they went on to announce Louisiana won an award for our float again. And the Louisianans that are out here, it's kind of hard to enjoy anything when you're dealing with such tragedy back home. We want to continue to pray for those that lost loved ones and the ones recovering in the hospital.
What was the reaction from, the Californians and others that were out there at the Rose Bowl parade?
Well, they love New Orleans. They a lot of them visit many times, and it's going to be something we're going to have to overcome. Is it safe to go there? The same things you're hearing all over. This is a terrorist that was going to hellbent on causing a lot of destruction and death, no matter where he was or what he did. So it just so happened he picked New Orleans to do this horrible thing.
Any reflection or self-reflection, being out there at the Rose Bowl parade, a lot of folks, some of the very similar circumstances, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The security out here was, very, very tight. I'm a little angry because, my efforts over the last many years trying to work with the mayor's office on a lot of things in the quarter. But when I heard at the press conference that the balusters were out for repair, I hope I'm not the only one that's angry and upset about that. Super Bowl's more important than Sugar Bowl. I mean, Bourbon Street's crowded every time we have a special event. I'd like to know where they're at, how long they've been out, why couldn't they be repaired in time for this event or any major event? What takes so long? It's just like the governor having to step in with the NOLA police. We saw great improvements since they've been in the quarter. And then Michael Heck stepping in to get the streets repaired. I mean, how long do we put up with the incompetence of this mayor's office to get anything done? Or, I surely had no idea those things were out for repair. I assume they were in place. And I hope other people are angry. Not that that would have prevented it, but obviously this person probably knew what he had an opportunity to do. But I don't know. That's not a good answer that was given by the mayor's office.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, I made the observation earlier in my monologue, Billy, that, you know, the thing is that once you identify a piece of geography, you give it heightened importance, you decide to implement some security measures, it's all about the execution, because you've already gone through the exercise of trying to minimize as much risk in that particular area, which is what they did when they initially installed the bollards. Then it's all about execution. And part of execution is maintenance, right? Preventive maintenance, making sure that you're checking those things consistently. They're operational. I mean, we've known about Taylor Swift for a long time, right? We've known about the New Orleans Bowl. We've known about the Christmas season. We've known about the fact that we were going to be a playoff game in the Sugar Bowl, and we've known about Super Bowl. And it would seem to me that the most appropriate time to do all of this would have been sometime earlier in this year before we headed into the busiest season, which is all about execution and priority. I mean, and
you know, Newell,
and no matter what security measure you implement, if you don't execute, and it's not worth the paper it's written on.
You know, Newell, we learned earlier this year they gave out a $4 million contract to fix streetlights that never got fixed. And then it's a way to get another contractor to come in. You know, I'd love to know who was doing the work on these balusters. Was it a legit company or was it another political friend? And I hate to sound that angry, but it's just like we can't even get the trash contract right. We give it out to a guy that isn't in the trash business. The council's got to rescue that and give out an emergency contract. I mean, the leadership in this city is horrible. And you know, how long do we put up with this? I mean, we've been fighting it since I've been lieutenant governor to clean up the French Quarter and make it safe. Thank God the governor stepped forward with the French Quarter, state police, and the new cameras. And look, prior to this, I saw great improvements. State police working with the New Orleans police with finally putting cameras up that actually work and can identify criminals. And then the attorney general stepping in and starting to prosecute on a state level to keep them behind bars. So we saw a lot of progress, and I don't think anybody on the state level knew these balusters were out for repairs. I surely didn't, or nobody on my team had any inclination that they were not in place.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. That story will continue to reveal itself. I did say earlier as well, and I know you believe this too, you know, pick a city, pick a state, pick an event anywhere, not only in this country, around the world. There's been examples of terrorist activities that go on. You minimize risk. You can't eliminate it. And, you know, this is just the fallout of the freedoms that we have, quite frankly, in this country.
Absolutely. You know, the late Joe Yeager put together a security plan that he paid for, that we reviewed with him when we were talking about turning the French Quarter over to a management district separate from the city. And it identified things in there, you know, where these balusters are, you know, where there's a balcony, you got a pipe on the sidewalk. Where there's not, there needs to be some type of, whether it's a barricade long way so people can walk around it. But all of those things that over the years have come in discussions, but doesn't seem to ever get implemented. I mean, like I said earlier, you can't even get a garbage can truck right or fix the potholes. The sense of urgency to protect, clean up, and make it safe has not been there. And I just got to applaud the governor, because I could see it in his face in that press conference. And I tell the people out here in California, rest assured, they will get it safe. They will get it right, and probably make it one of the safest cities with whatever's got to be done, just like the governor did with the NOLA State Police in the French Quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it will be interesting to see. And I do believe that the city is safe. The city's safer today, probably more so than any other day, for a whole host of reasons, because of all of the assets that have been brought to bear as a result of this event. And I'm sure that the Sugar Bowl is going to go off without a hitch. And I just hope people turn their TV on and watch, quite frankly, because the best message that we can send that we are going to succeed. We are going to continue to do what we do best, as New Orleans and Company says we're built to host, is to make sure that people are watching the game, right?
Absolutely.
So, Billy, in your as it relates to what the participation in the Rose Bowl, you said Louisiana won an award. What award was that?
We won the Director's Award, which is for overall, you know, performance. You know, our performers as well as our decorations and theme. You know, the theme for the parade was the best night, a best day ever, and we highlighted Saturday night in Louisiana. Fairs and festivals, our food, our music, and, of course, Tiger Stadium on Saturday night, football. So we highlighted all the great things to do in Louisiana on Saturday night. And so putting the whole concept together behind the theme got us the Director's Award for our participation and our float.
Well, that's great news. Congratulations. I know that there's a big effort put in and hundreds of folks volunteering to do so as well. And we appreciate all that you do for the great state of Louisiana. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Newell.
All righty, folks, that's Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. We will be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Would love to hear from you. We've got a few moments when we come back. Give us a shout. We'll be right back.